Dr. Sean Riley, again, is our guest from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Welcome, Dr. Riley.
How are you, Rick?
I'm doing very well. I've had some pain, though, occasionally in my neck. I don't know what it is. It's not really specific. I bet you get a lot of that in your treatment.
Yeah, no pun, right? Neck problems, neck complaints are one of the more common things that we see in our clinic. And obviously, there's different causes of neck problems and so forth. What I'd like to discuss today is just briefly, just generalized neck pain. You know, there's obviously not been a traumatic event. There's not been an accident or anything happened that might cause some problems. Just let's talk about the occasion you wake up one morning and your neck hurts, and that's something that we see quite a bit in the clinic. And it's typically related to something that you did prior to that morning, or what you haven't done, so to speak. So a lot of times, we get overloaded in our neck, whether it's related to posture or daily activities, extended periods of driving associated with lack of exercise. And those are two of the biggest things that we see. It's some kind of repetitive daily occurrence associated with the lack of exercise, or better yet, proper exercise to your neck.
That's kind of been a common theme through a lot of the things we've talked about.
Yeah, and that's all. And that's one of the first things that we tell a lot of patients once we determine that it is a mechanical type problem. It's something that we can help them with conservatively. Get moving, start exercising, start doing some things. So, typically, like I've talked about in the past, we want to, check the patient out, make a determination. Like I said, is this something we can't help them with? Is it a problem that can be managed conservatively? And when I talk about conservatively, I'm talking about maybe chiropractic, physical therapy, maybe even acupuncture or exercise or just different things like that. Obviously, we're not talking about a surgical case. Once we make that determination, that's something we can help them with, and we want to develop a plan. What can we do in our clinic? Are there some manual things that we can do, whether it's soft tissue work or manipulation, physical therapy, or making a good recommendation for an exercise program? And it's not just going to the gym and exercising. It's more specifically, Rick, we're talking about facilitating or waking up some spinal stabilizers to reduce the load and so forth. Because I think that's one of the things that commonly happens with this related to neck problems or pain. We get overloaded in our neck because of daily activities and occurrences and so forth.
If I'm having pain, then I don't necessarily have to panic and think something is really drastically wrong.
No, that's another good question. Obviously, if it persists for 3 or 4 days, it's something that I would definitely go in and get checked out with. But typically, we're going to wake up with maybe kind of that acute type neck pain. I would recommend initially using a little bit of ice. That's typically indicative of an acute inflammatory response. Nothing terribly serious. Maybe some ice. To get some of the swelling down, get some of that inflammation down, and just try to take it easy as you can, but stay active. That's another key that research has shown, that once we do have, neck or low back problems, we don't want to go down, lay down in our bed and so forth. We want to keep moving and stay as active as we possibly can. And then, continue to exercise and doing some things. I would obviously limit any kind of overhead activity or overhead type of lifting. I see a lot of folks at the gym doing like overhead presses and so forth. Those are things that we obviously want to limit or avoid. But if it does persist for 2 to 3 days or so, I would definitely get it checked out to make sure it's nothing serious with a licensed or a qualified practitioner. Then they can make some specific recommendations to you and what you're dealing with to get your healing a little bit quicker and maybe even prevent reoccurrence.
Thank you, Dr. Riley.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
Dr. Sean Riley has been our guest from Tulsa Spine and Rehab.